Dr. Pinsky dictating a female. I am Ian Nilka, N-I-L-C-A. Rodriguez, R-O-D-R-I-G-U-E-Z. The examinee was accompanied to the evaluation by her husband, named Antonio Rodriguez, to help serve as a translator. Prepared according to the information obtained from the examinee in this fashion, Ms. Rodriguez is a 52-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 8-1-23. Prepared she tripped on the carpet and fell onto her right knee. Prepared she was seen at urgent care the following day. Period. She had further evaluation but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. Period. She had physical therapy for 6 weeks but no surgery. Period. She completed her course of active treatment on 9-7-23. Period. New paragraph as per her claim petition. Ms. Rodriguez alleges she tripped over carpet while at work on 8-1-23, injuring her right knee. Period. Treatment records show she was seen at Inspira Urgent Care on 8-3-23, period. She had x-rays of the right knee done that showed no fractures or joint effusion. Period. She followed up on 9-14-23 for an unspecified injury to the knee. Period. She was referred for an MRI of the knee. This was completed on, scratch that, she returned to Dr. Ansari, A-N-S-A-R-I, on 11-8-23, but the results of the MRI, if performed, were not listed. Period. She continued to be treated with medication for a patellofemoral disorder with the right knee. Period. She had a history of joint replacement of both hips. Period. She did participate in physical therapy on the dates described. Period. She followed up with Dr. Ansari through 11-8-23. Period. Once again, there was no description of an MRI of the knee being done. Period. She was released from care, that maximum medical improvement, for chondromalacia patella and patellofemoral disorder. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed healed oblique scars about both hips consistent with joint replacement surgeries. Period. There may have been contralateral swelling about the left knee. Period. Motion of the right knee was full with tenderness but no crepitus. Period. Motion of the left knee, as well as both hips and ankles, was full in all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. There was mild tenderness, palpation about the right patella, but there was none on the left. Period. Knee maneuvers, she had positive Apley's compression and ligamentous distraction maneuvers on the right, which were negative on the left. Thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. She changed position slowly and was able to squat to 45 degrees with knee tenderness. Period. Impressions on 8-1-23. Nilka Rodriguez fell onto her right knee while at work. Period. She was seen at Inspira Urgent Care. Shortly thereafter, where x-rays of the knee were negative. Period. She followed up and remained symptomatic. Period. She did undergo an MRI of the knee on 9-19-23 that showed no tears. Period. She was diagnosed with chondromalacia and patellofemoral disorder. Period. She participated in physical therapy with improvement. Period. As of 11-8-23, she was discharged from care to maximum medical, at maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph, the current exam. Ms. Rodriguez found her to be morbidly obese, period. She ambulated without antalgia or an assistive device. Period. There was full range of motion about the right knee with tenderness but no crepitus, period. She had positive Apley's compression and ligamentous traction maneuvers on the right, which were negative on the left. Period. There was no overt instability to provocative maneuvers. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right leg. Period. In this event, the petitioner sustained a contusion and probably some chondromalacia without any permanent residuals. Period. She has been able to return to her former full duty capacity with the insured. Period. She takes no analgesic or anti-inflammatory medication at this time. Period. And that is the end.